Welcome to Soul Awakening with Joy Truscott. The heart behind this podcast is to be a touch point for you when you need it most. Through each episode, we'll walk through specific areas which cover the many transitions of your life journey so that we can show up in this world with more ease, grace, and flow.
So should we hop into what we're going to talk about today? And what I thought might be really nice for us to talk about is the way we can change a pattern. But I guess what we should talk about before we talk about changing a pattern is establishing a pattern and why we do that. And it's so interesting the way this beautiful being of ours wants something familiar, known, said, and told so that there are no surprises. So it's no surprise then that we create patterns, because within a pattern there is a certain amount of predictability. The hard thing is that the predictability that we create so often leads to discomfort and things that we don't like. But somehow this being of ours locks onto an idea and it says, okay, I'd rather know that I'm going to have discomfort. I'd rather know that. And I would rather have the predictable awareness or know that this ugliness or this hardship is going to come about because I'm in this pattern, but at least it's something that I know. And that predictability is what keeps us locked. We hold this terror of something new. And of course we're going to hold terror of something new, because the entire human system up to this point has been on this great pilgrimage just to survive. Trying so hard to hang on for dear life, to survive, to make it through. So, of course, the way to survive is to find patterns that serve us as a single person and as a community. And the more we create these patterns, the more we get locked in. And we leave little space for creativity and entrepreneurship and our autonomy, our authenticity, our creativity, diversity. There's very little space left for anything that has a little possibility of a change or a fluctuation in it. So the best way for us to start looking at this story is to first look at what have we locked ourselves into. The next question we want to ask is, so does this serve me? Is this still serving me to be in this pattern? And I wonder how often we do that, how often we allow ourselves to just ask that question, how much does this serve me? Is this for my highest benefit? And we don't often ask that question, which is such a pity, because if we did, we would probably hear some remarkable little adjustments that this mind-body being is yearning for us to put in place. Are you aware of the patterns that you have created in your life? Just answer that question for now. The smaller the box that we can put ourselves into when we are feeling fearful, somehow the less fearful we think we're going to be. But actually, it's exactly the opposite. And we want to also have a little thought about that right now. That if we are going to close ourselves up in a small space, then we're going to have to constantly become aware of how is the space that I'm in. And if something comes in that makes us go, ooh, 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 that makes me fearful, then I've got to lock off that little place. So it's almost like we're here and we've got all the possibilities of space all the way around us, 360 degrees of pure potential. This is what lies around us. But when we see the life outside of us as being potentially threatening, we have to block off that potential threat. So what we do, we put a barricade up and then we feel it sneaking in or something else coming in on the other side and we put a barricade up there. And so we close ourselves off from all this potential of growth, of movement, of openness, expansion, expansiveness, and we make it smaller. And then if something else comes in, then we lock that off and close that off. So what we're actually doing is locking ourselves in to our own inner prison. And any perceived threat that we have is actually us perceiving it. It is the way we are perceiving it. And then the wall that we have to put around us becomes very close to us. The need to defend that wall becomes immense. And we will know that when we have that resistance, that sense of I must, I have to, I should. And you're talking in that kind of language. As soon as you're pushing and you're pushing away, that language, that energy is pushing away this potential that is possibly there because we're just too scared to really look at it. And what we're doing is we're giving ourselves these little markers that say, I can't do this, I must, I can only do that, I should, must, and have to. That language is very restrictive. And the energy in that language is very, very restrictive. So just look at that. If you're saying a lot about, I must do this, I should do that, I have to do the next thing, then you already are in a little bit of a wall, a little bit of a locked-in space. So look at that right away, the language that you're holding inside of it. And if you're holding yourself in this space and you feel threatened, then you have to close it up even more and even more and even more. You need to protect and defend this tiny little captured space becomes much greater than the space that is all around you. That seems a little converse to say that, doesn't it? And yet if you were to imagine that you were in a bubble, say, and you had all this air that you could breathe in this bubble, and you knew that while you're in this, you've got masses of this air in the space that you can breathe into, this life force, you can bring it in, you can breathe it in, it's got a lot. But if you were to make that bubble tighter and smaller and smaller and smaller until it was so close to your skin and face, you would get a deep sense of panic and an idea that you must suffocate because you've made the space around you smaller and smaller. Can you see how that would work? In the way that we would start to perceive the panic and the fear, it's when the space around us becomes smaller and smaller because we are trying to defend ourselves or protect ourselves, shield our energy field from everything that is out there. So actually, the antidote is the exact opposite, the exact opposite. So imagine that we could know that now and we could say, well, if my space is small around me, there is more potential for threat and fear. But if there is more space around me, there is less potential for fear and threat. We're creatures of habit, and habit makes us feel like we're regular and predictable, we're on routines, we're stable. It's one of the mechanisms that we've created around us to stabilize us. These are the patterns. Patterns are fine if they are not smothering us, but if they're smothering us, it's going to be difficult. It's going to be a real challenge. So the pattern is for you to think I'm not enough. And imagine how ridiculous that is. You're the one in that space. There is nobody else in that space that you are holding. And to say you're not enough in it just seems completely ludicrous when we start to think of ourselves as little imprints of light and love. Little portals of light and love connected to the divine. You couldn't be less if you tried. But it's this assumption that we've created and really a lot of hand-down stories. Then we are constantly going to be seeking for outside to validate our inside. But if we can flip that round and go, okay, here I am. I'm breathing the breath of the divine. I'm here in this moment in time. And I'm the one standing where I am. And if you could just feel that and know that it is you that is here and it is you that is standing in this moment in time. And if you were to be there naked and have nothing around you, absolutely nothing around you, you would still know that it is you there. It's got nothing to do with your clothes and your home and your car and your substance or lack of it. It is simply you as a being of energy holding that space. And because you're holding it, that space is being held because you're in it and because you're willing to be there. Let's play there. Let's start there with the little flipping of the switch. Let's just do that right away because everything else will make so much more sense if we can truly get that. If you can, have your eyes closed and be present with you right now. And if you can be very still, you'll close off all your awareness of everything that is around you and just know that it is there, that you are the one noticing that it's there. And keep bringing your awareness back to you noticing what you're hearing, perceiving, sensing. And then draw your imagination, your awareness a little further out. Perhaps take your awareness to where you hear the closest sound around you. And try imagine yourself standing right there next to that. It's almost impossible to separate yourself, isn't it? That we can picture it in our imagination, but the part of us that is right here, right now, is still aware of the space that it's holding. Even though we might be able to imagine ourselves outside of the space, standing alongside a loved one, seeing ourselves in our lists, going to the supermarket, doing those things, whatever that might be. But all the while, there is a part of you that notices you in your life. And see if you can notice that part again. The part of me that knows me in this life, in this moment, in the stillness of me. Just feel that. And then anchor that energy into the ground. This is me being here now. And all around me is life. And the space that you're in has got all kinds of sounds and smells, all kinds of sensory input. And there is a part of you that can sense that. Well, the part of you that is holding the space continues to be where you are. Imagine that your sensory being, your heightened awareness, is opening up the space a little wider beyond just the room that you're in. And open it a little wider to the space around you as far as is comfortable for you to do that. And notice that the one that is in the space being held and holding your attention to what is around you is still here. Still here, still breathing, heart still beating, too wonderful for words. And you relax your tummy. And you breathe gently into your being. And I'm here. And I'm in this space, and I'm holding the awareness of me in the space right here where I am, and as much space as I'm willing to embrace that is around me. And see that space around you as 360 degrees, a bubble of awareness, not just on the vertical plane, but on the horizontal. That in all spaces around you, as far and as wide as you can visualize, you are the one perceiving all time, all space, all dimensions, all realities. And you are the one here being able to know that. How wonderful. How amazing are you? How far your sensory awareness moves. And because you can hold this space, and because this space is holding you, feel yourself now drop all your weight and burdens into the arms of gravity and feel held, loved, and supported. Relax your tummy, drop your shoulders, or smooth the skin on your beautiful face. You are being held right here, right now. Nothing has shifted. You're still here, aren't you, my loves? There is something important about you being here. For some reason, you being here is the most miraculous thing that can happen. And soften your tummy and allow the potential of that to be known to you without the story of your behavior. Without saying it's because I'm a mum, because I'm a granny or an aunt. Without any of the labels and attachments, you are here. Without any of the behavior and the roles, you are here. And the only pattern that is of any significance is the rhythm of your body, the movement of your breath, and the beating of your heart. And actually, you have nothing to do with that. Absolutely nothing to do with that. Your heart is going to beat for as long as you are intended to be here. And the breath of life is going to flow into you for you to breathe into it and welcome it into your life and support you in this life for as long as that is necessary. And everything that is holding you is holding you and supporting you so that you can be here. Anchor yourself into the energy of that. And as much as you can, widen the space around you. Open up the spaces of your roles, your patterns, your behaviors. And just keep seeing yourself opening these like ripples, extending and opening in a pond. And you are still exactly the same being. Even though you might behave in a different way in the different spaces and places, you are still that being. How wonderful is that? And if you can find the assurance in doing this little exercise and reestablishing that center, grounding, strong pillar of connection, you can find ways throughout your day to just stop and reconnect and anchor your energy in this way. And in the very beginning, you might just start to open up that sense of awareness, not very far around you. It might feel safe to hold just a couple of inches, a couple of feet around you. Couple of meters wider and wider. But imagine that you can start to open it up a little wider around you so that you can hold a space that is filled with space and grace and opportunity, that the possibility that lies within this space now is open for you to see it. You have got a little distance between you and what is coming towards you because your heightened awareness is looking out for you from your extended arms of awareness. And the greater you can open up your arms into that extension of your awareness so you can gather all the knowledge, the insight, the intuition, so that that which is moving towards you, your being knows how to adjust. Your being knows how to hold that space when that is coming towards you. If you can open your space, you have a lot of space in which to adjust. The space that we hold around us when it is very tight and a calamity happens, we just don't know how to breathe anymore because the space is too small. That bubble of air seems too close and we almost feel like we're suffocating. Open it up, my lovelies. You are the master of your energy. And you can hold this space with so much grace and so much love. And if you can hold this now, you have taken the most powerful step towards you standing in a new pattern and being able to establish a pattern around you, a new way of being, thinking, perceiving, and connecting to what it is that is so-called life. Because you have all the space to stand in your absolute truth, to feel the assuredness of you being here. And because you can feel that, you know that you are here on purpose. There are no mistakes. There's nothing random. There's no coincidence in us being here. When we chose to come into this life and we said we would come and we would do this life, we will stand in this life, in this body, in this pattern, in this place, in this time, in our timeline of humanity. And we would bring something with us. But we couldn't bring parcels or notes. Those are codes within you. Your DNA starts to awaken. All the codes and the imprints, all the gifts for you to do the space that you are in right now, was given to you way before you even landed here. All we want to do is to awaken them. And the way to awaken them is to find ourselves moving out of the prison of captivation that we've placed ourselves in. So we want to open the space more and more and more so that we can remember who we are. We can start listening to this divine heart that says, I'm seeking for, I'm yearning for, then you know you are absolutely in your truth. The moment your heart says, I'm seeking this, I'm yearning for that, my passion, my attention, my desire, my dreams of this, that is what you're supposed to be imprinting here. But all our dreams get taken away when we shudder in the corner in fear. Take yourself out of that small box and step out, my lovelies. Step out. Now you hold yourself in this space here and take a deep breath into your beautiful being. And know that you are here on purpose, divine being of light and love. If you could make a little mental note, some connection, mind, body, sound, or a mudra, some connection of mind and body to the feeling that you have established now and imprinted into your being, that would be absolutely amazing for you to quickly come back to this moment. If you feel right now you've established a connection that is powerful for you, and I so wish and hope and deeply desire that you have, then let us find that way to imprint it as a memory mind-body connection so that we can imprint it and keep it. The lovely work of Donna Eden, that gorgeous lady who talks about energy medicine, one of the things that she does to connect to the central meridian that holds the line of communication is she takes the one hand, middle finger of the one hand, and she tucks it into the belly button, and the middle finger of the other hand, and tuck it onto your third eye, just pop it there, and hold these two points. This is a really lovely way to help you reestablish a pattern and imprint it. And as you take a breath in, feel this connection like a center cord, a grounding, centering cord, going right down through the soles of your feet into the earth. And here you are anchoring your energy. And whatever it is that you are feeling now, let's ask this mind and body that whenever you think of these two points or if you connect with them in this way, that you can immediately come back into the awareness of you, a sacred being, a holder of codes and clues, the one who is here on time for something amazing. And then you pull up both these little buttons simultaneously and lock them in. And then I like to imagine that if you keep on pulling them up, we can create this beautiful bubble around us, and you can reach your arms up and create this bubble by stretching your arms out at your sides. Stretch your fingers, stretch those fingers like the feathers of your wings. And keep going all the way down until your palms touch at the base. The moment you've done that, you've connected your circuitry. Your left and your right, your masculine and your feminine energy. It's two fields coming and connecting. In this bubble, you've connected. And then bring your hands to your heart and feel that connection now. That is so powerful. You put this message into your heart and you stand here on purpose in your truth, anchoring yourself and extending the space around you so that we can create new ways of being in this world, a whole new way, whole and new, a whole and new way of being. How wonderful is that for us? Please, please help each other with this. Radiate your loving energy to each other, to your families, your communities. This is the way it works. This is the way we recreate, and it is so powerful if we do it together. We can only do it powerfully if we are anchored in the power. And that's what we do now. Truly, let's do that, because up to now we've been told to defend and protect and deflect. Any of those energies that go defend, deflect, deny, distract, detach, destroy, these energies are pushing away. The minute you feel yourself doing this resistant, pushing away energy, you've locked yourself in a space. Just use those little, that awareness of your energy. Listen to the words, feel the energy in it. When you have to defend something, then you have to push something away. That means there is a block. There's something that you don't want in your space. But imagine if you just drop your hands, drop your arms, and breathe, and you are in your space. Even if you get shifted to the left or the right or slightly back or forward, it's still you in your space. Nobody on this entire planet can stand in the space that you alone are standing in. Nobody. Nobody at all. Only you, my treasure. Nothing can shift you from being here on purpose. Nothing can shift you. All the stuff could come and seem as if it's going to knock you off balance and take away this and take away that. It's all an illusion. Nothing can be taken away. The air is here. The breath of life is here and it's breathing into you. And this mechanism, this body knows how to reach it. For as long as we need to be here, we are plugged into the most divine energy current that is right here. Nothing can unplug us. When we finish doing the job here, we just drift along back into who we already are in a higher dimension of awareness. We are the same beautiful energy frequency, eternal, beautiful, divine, and part of the divine and part of the creation. That's what we are. Just get back, my sweetie. Get back into life. I mean, life is life, isn't it? It's just a journey and it's going to be up and down and all the things. Imagine if we could get in with the same bravado as we get into a roller coaster. But for those brave souls who do stand in the line forever, read the warnings that this could stop your heart at any minute. Have to be so much height before you dared challenge the ride. And then you get into it. And what can you do? You cannot get out. So you scream your face off or hide away or close your eyes or scream with delight. Whatever way you're going to do it, you're still going to do that ride. And that ride is going to come to a stop. Yep. We just get in and do the ride. So that's what is showing me now. So who am I now in the space that is being shown to me now? The moment we create a pattern and a system and a structure and a block and a lock, we locked ourselves in. And then there is more fear there because we have to do the protecting, defending, deflecting, denying, distracting. We have to keep doing this. And that takes so much energy. go and do this little exercise with someone. Grab that person, the next person who comes into your space, and you put both your hands on both their hands, and you look at each other, face each other, and you both stand there just holding each other gently, and you be the one that is monitoring the way the feeling goes, okay? So you stand there, and you think about just being okay in the presence of their presence. Their hands are touching yours, and you're okay with that. And you will notice that the other one responds in a like way. If you just stand there neutral and your hands are on their hands, they will also. And then exert a little pressure towards them. Push a little bit. Notice what happens. For every action is an equal and opposite reaction. And so you do this. You put and you push a little harder against them. And they will push with the equal push, the equal pressure back towards you. And you will both stay in that space. And then you push really hard. And notice that you haven't moved at all. You're still in the same place because they will adjust to your pressure. And that's really what is happening. We feel like we're going nowhere in this world because we're all just pushing so hard. And the harder we push, the more exhausted we are becoming and having to establish these little rules and boundaries and closed off spaces. That's the push. And the harder we push, the harder the push comes back. And the harder it comes back, the harder we have to push. And now we are exhausted. We're absolutely exhausted with this defending energy. But if you were just to soften your hands, just soften a little bit and soften your tummy and breathe, notice the next person, the person opposite you, will do the same. It's just too wonderful for words. Play this game with somebody and play it with love. Just remarkable how we rely upon each other to know where we are in time and space. We are here to reflect life to each other. So let us reflect life in a way that is in truth to us first. And then everything we do from the space of truth becomes a truthful energy field in which we can all prosper, in which we can all find abundance and thrive. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I'm sending you all so much love, so, so much love. And please, my treasures, take such good care of you and the space that you're in, because nobody will ever be able to fill the space that only you are holding. And you're holding it because God asked you to. So just stand there and hold all your heart and all your soul. So much love to you, my treasures. Have a beautiful week.
Thank you for journeying with Soul Awakenings today. If this episode resonated with you and you'd like to share your experience with Joy, you will find all the links you need in the show notes. Also, please give the show a 5-star rating and leave a comment. You can also sign up to Joy's mailing list for additional resources and support. As always, it is an honor to walk this journey called life with you. Together, let's find the healing we need to find the harmony our soul seeks. Remember who you are and be the gift. The world is waiting for you. Choose and choose well.